Today on our Around the Home segment from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, we're going to talk about what really has been a quintessential dream in America, and that is owning your own home. And a lot of people have been thinking about that, particularly because we've been holed up in our homes during the pandemic. But how do you get to the realization of that dream? Well, that's part of what we're going to talk about today. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Janet Gilbert Smith is sales manager with Norfolk Homes. And Janet, it occurs to me that this is a great time to explore actually buying a new home, building your own home with Norfolk, because there's such a bidding war going on now for the available houses in the market. It's often very hard for that buyer out there to get the home that they want.
You're very correct on that, Lucy. There, with the limited supply right now, we find that buyers are often paying more than they should for a home. They're losing out because they're not competing. They're not able to compete as a cash buyer, which puts them in a top position. And it might be a good time for those buyers, especially the first time you're entering the home market, to look at new construction across all of the builders in the Washtenaw County, Livingston County, Jackson County area, to see if we might be a good fit for you. One of the main differences is that you don't compete. You can take your time, pick out a home, pick out a lot, work with the builder salesperson and figure out if building is good for you. So the process slows down a little bit and it takes some of that frantic rush out of it.
The nice part about this, though, is that you are able to get what you really want, depending on the builder you pick, whereas a lot of times people settle. And I think that the purchase of a new home, you know, you shouldn't have to settle. I think you should be able to get pretty close to what your dream is, don't you?
I do. I think that's a very important point, is that, you know, with new construction, we can pretty much give people everything they want. Because you're starting with a blank slate. Of course, you're starting with a plan, but you can tweak that plan. In our case, we have more than 20 plans, so usually we can find something that will meet your needs. And I agree. You shouldn't have to sacrifice something that you really want in your home. And it may be that, you know, this is the thing that people are starting to find out is that maybe that it may not be that they need a bigger home from what they're currently living in. They may just need things arranged in a different way. And, you know, they need the right size home
right
to meet all the needs that they are, that they realize that they do have in a house now.
And let's face it, our needs have changed greatly. You and I are both sitting in our respective studies at our houses. Fortunate that we have that. But all of a sudden, people that were forced to work from home realized, I need a dedicated space, otherwise this isn't going to work out very well. So that's the kind of thing that you start thinking about, and I think that's what pushed a lot of people into the market. Tell everyone about Norfolk Homes and where you currently are.
So we're building throughout Washtenaw, Livingston, and Jackson County, but we are entering into Calhoun County, into Marshall, later this spring. We'll be building townhomes, starting with townhomes, but more product as we go on a golf course that was in existence there called Allwyn Downs that we purchased. And the future plans will keep 9 holes of that golf course. It's an 18-hole course. Active will retain 9 holes and kind of develop around it. So that is something new and exciting for us, in addition to the counties that we have traditionally been building in. So we also are actively building in Ann Arbor right now at Cornwell Farms, just finishing up Blue Heron Pond townhomes, and we'll be launching a new townhome community called Bristol Ridge off of Pontiac Trail, just a little bit south of where Cornwell Farms is.
And just to illustrate the price range in this, you've got it from, I think, a very doable price for most people in the high 300s on up from there. The townhomes are a good example of something that's on the lower end of the range.
That's true. And, you know, we'll be the new townhomes on the north side will be probably starting in the low 400s. But we have a lot of single family homes that are starting in the low 300s to mid 300s. And we're building in Livingston County and Mystic Ridge community, which is a community that's been in existence for quite some time, but it actually now is coming into its own. It's off of Strawberry Lake Road, and the attraction is twofold. One, it's Dexter Schools, so for somebody looking at the Dexter School system, It's Hamburg Township taxes. And for we're finding a lot of people who are right-sizing or downsizing are looking at that as a good choice for them to build a ranch or a first floor story home. So that's another neighborhood we're seeing a lot of growth. We're also still in Chelsea. So at Westchester Farms, that neighborhood is still continues to be extremely popular, building, you know, traditional single family homes there.
And regarding ranches or one floor homes, I highly recommend people look at that sooner rather than later if they're getting up into their upper years and kids are off doing their own, because you're going to need it before you realize it. And it is just such a great way to live. Let's talk about what's going into homes today. I know that Norfolk has been focusing on smart technologies in the new Norfolk homes. How so?
So what we've done is we kind of bundled a smart home technology package. And of course, buyers can add more to it if they want. But we're trying to incorporate some of the main smart home tech things that you'd want in your house. So we're using a Skybell doorbell. It's the most common name is Ring doorbell, but we're using Skybell so that you can see who's at your front door. You're able to open and close your garage door from your phone. So, you know, how many times have you pulled out of that driveway and you're like, did I close that door? And then you turn around and go back to see if you did or not. The ability to operate some of your lights from your phone as well. So if you're away or if you just don't want to come home to an empty house, you can turn on your exterior light, you can turn on your Nook light. You can kind of play with the timing of those turning on. Prepping for good internet connections so that you put the proper preparation. Maybe if you're in a larger home, you put in a second prep on the second floor. If you're in a ranch home, maybe you do it on opposite ends of the home so that you're going to get good internet range throughout the cost of the home. So those are things we're seeing that people are looking forward to. And we include all of those features as well as a few preps to hang the TVs on the wall.
Well, and see, there's a lot to be said for that all getting done ahead of time, Janet, that you know, sometimes homeowners say, well, I can do that after the fact. But not only that can that be often hard sometimes, but also it means it may not be getting done correctly. So it's nice to see that as part of a package.
Yeah. And we did partner with a professional company, Michigan ProTech, and we do, you know, on their direction, we run all our low volt to one particular box in the basement so that there's room for expansion. You could add security systems. You can add, well, this you have to know up front. They actually have a really cool central vacuum system. It's not the old style vacuum system. So there's quite a bit that you can take advantage of. And we're finding that's important to people.
We're talking with Janet Gilbert-Smith. She is sales manager with Norfolk Homes. And Janet, you have some quick move-in homes as well. If someone can't stomach the whole building process, which actually doesn't take as long as you might think. It might be, what, 8 months out? Is that right?
It can be anywhere from 8 months to 11 months, depending on the community that you're in and the size of the home. And also a big part of that is how long is it taking now to get permits and working with the municipality. So all those things kind of function into how long it takes us to build the house. We always try to have a few homes that are started and at various levels of completion in each individual community. We are just going to getting ready to start quite a few of these quick move-in homes in the next couple of weeks. And that way we'll have something that might save you anywhere from, depending on when you come into the process, might save you 4 months, might save you 5 months. Some of these homes we're going to take as far as drywall and stop so that if you want to come into the community and make your own selections, you still have time. So we're trying this year to kind of offer a variety of products, things that we've finished, things that we've just started, and things that we're taking just to the drywall stage and let people continue to make their selections. I mean, timing is always a big part of that decision. Do you buy a resale or do you look at new construction?
For our listeners who have never built a home before, they might be wondering, well, how does this happen? At what point do I pay? How much down do I need? How does all of that work, Janet?
So basically, we're at this point, most of the buyers are putting 5% down on the purchase of that new home. And that actually is held in escrow at a title company. So it's not money that the builder uses. The builder actually finances the purchase of the house. We get our own financing for it. The only exception to that is if you become somebody who wants to build, we build on your land because we do have a build on your land program. In that case, you take a construction loan. But for the majority of the homes that we build, it is financed by the builder, and it's just a traditional mortgage like you would get on a resale home. You don't get your mortgage in place until the end, but you do give the builder a deposit up front of about 5% of the price.
Is that then included or rolled into what you eventually pay for the down payment regarding your mortgage, or how does that work? Or is that in addition to it?
That gets totally credited to you as money towards your down payment. It's part of the whole process. So it's easier than people realize. There's not any special financing required. The only time you do a construction loan is if you're building on your own land.
Janet, how do people decide what floor plan they want when they're working with you? Is when they're doing it at a site that you own, is the lot already included in that? Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, the price of the home site is included in all of our communities, but you might find that there are lot premiums that are attached to a particular site. And the lot premiums usually are very easy for people to determine what that lot premium means. If that particular site is a walkout basement, so you're going to have the features of a walkout, or maybe it's a view out basement, or maybe it's like the best lawn in there, because it's got the best views and it backs to nobody and it backs to a pond or whatever, you might see a premium based on desirability or the type of the lot. But the price of the lot is included in the price of the home.
And so if someone were mortgaging this, that would all be included in that then?
Yeah. So our goal is we before we actually have you sign a purchase agreement, we want our goal as salespeople is to try to make sure we get you all the pricing that you need, so you know 100% what that home is going to cost you before you even sign your purchase agreement. We do not take any increases in terms of everybody's hearing about construction costs are rising. Cost of 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever it is, OSB. We set our price and it's firm. So if there is a huge increase in some materials during the year, we will absorb that. On the other side, if we get a break, if construction prices start to come down, then we benefit from that. But we will never go to a buyer and say, guess what? You know, OSB costs went up 20%. We're raising the price of your home.
Janet Gilbert Smith with Norfolk with us. What do you think sets Norfolk apart from other builders out there right now?
I think there's a lot of things that set us apart. I think our process is unique. I think the fact that we are a local family-owned business and we all live and work in the communities in which we are building our homes. We look at our developments as enhancing the communities that we're going into. And we want to make sure that anything that we're building for somebody, we're building it for them. We're meeting the client's needs. We try to make our process as smooth as it can be. And we did actually implement a design studio a couple of years ago. You and I have talked about that before, to make the process a little bit easier. So when people need to pick out their interior colors, they meet with our interior designer and she helps them through that process as well. I think we're a little bit more flexible than a traditional production builder. We have a lot of options or things that we can change in a plan. We don't dramatically change things, but we're trying to accommodate the needs of anyone who's purchasing that home.
That's really nice because I think a lot of people come in and they have ideas of what they need. And it's nice to know that you'll work with them on those kinds of things. And I was reading that your co-owners had mentioned the name Norfolk Homes actually comes from Norfolk County, England, which was a family favorite vacation destination for
it
them.
It was.
So really strengthening that family owned end to it as well. For more information, people can go online to Norfolk-homes.com. That's Norfolk-homes.com. And you can actually see some of the homes that are ready move-in homes. You can see the designs for homes and where Norfolk is currently building. It's always great catching up with you. You guys are great members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, so people can find info at BraggAnnArbor.com. Janet, one last question. What do you think the future holds for the building industry right now, given what we've seen with more and more people being able to work from home? We're hearing that there are some major companies out there that are thinking about redefining how they do work, and they may not have these big workplaces anymore and allow more and more people to continue working from home.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. We're starting to see, and it started last year, people who are choosing to come live in the Ann Arbor area who actually may live in California, they may live in other places, and they've been notified that they're going to work from home forever. We're seeing some kids who maybe moved away after college and now they decided they're going to come back and they're going to come again because they're working remotely. It's giving people a lot of flexibility that they didn't have. we're starting to see people coming from California. You know, Michigan, Ann Arbor, probably not a state you would think, you know, you're going to move from sunny California, but if we're working with a handful of buyers who are relocating here because they can work remotely, then we know it's a serious trend that's happening.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Well, all you have to do is take a look at the taxes in California. You might understand that one, if not the weather.
Yeah.
Great talking with you today, Janet. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lucy. Take care.
You too. Janet Gilbert-Smith from Norfolk Homes. She's the sales manager there. And again, you can go online to norfolk-homes.com. And our thanks to the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor for this segment each week on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.